views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Sorry about last week when I was going to be on. I was having problems with my internet connection. But you can stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And so these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call the HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in to delete energetic weaknesses and shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And on today's show, my guest is Karen Campbell-Betton. Karen's been on the show with me several times, and she's a certified body talk mind practitioner, UN Method Master and instructor, certified acute care nurse practitioner, and also a mother. And Karen is the owner of Limitless Living, and it was formerly Intuitive Living. And she provides private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. I can hear your beautiful laugh there, Karen. Are you there?
I'm giggling in the background. Yes. Hi, Colette.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good morning. Good.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Last week, I was going to have my dragon card readings, and so people were a little bit disappointed. So, would it be okay with you? I'm going to pick a card today's show, from my deck here, just to share that with people. And the one that I'm getting is the strongest for today is the Disruption card. And that's one of the tactics. And it is actually a real pretty card. It's got Easter and Christmas and all the other holidays on it. And having said that, my colleague, Cindy Lee, and I were at the Holistic Fair on Sunday. And we were sharing the information from the dragons and how to do energy work, et cetera. And probably 25 people at that fair, when they closed their eyes and reached into the pile of cards, chose that card. And so that's kind of about how holidays, you know, the disappointment sometimes people feel when they have they get together for family holidays, or the sadness of not being able to get together because people are in other cities or too far away or across the veil. And here in Canada, we had a major snowstorm in Saskatchewan and Alberta. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody trying to travel couldn't. Oh, my goodness. There was so many. I got so many emails, sad, you know, people who were really feeling really sad about, you know, the Easter holiday because they couldn't be with their loved ones. And so I just want to put that out there, like that we could, you know, strengthen that for everybody and just allow ourselves to enjoy every day. That might be a better plan. But on today's show, you wanted to talk also about a lot of people right now, and, you know, your clients, my clients, a lot of people calling in are saying that, you know, what's wrong with me? So here, Karen, I'm going to let you tell them.
What's wrong with them? Okay, let me see. So first off, let's start. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So, you know, my background is in medicine, and I, in the last 3 or 4 years have been moved solely to, what most of us refer to as alternative medicine. And what I notice most within myself, as even any symptom arises in my children or arises within me, is I think, you know, in my children, it's interesting. I think, well, what did I do wrong? Did I not feed them well last night? Or what's wrong? Why are they, what's wrong with them? Or in me, even what's wrong with them? And what we don't necessarily recognize is the insidious nature, you know, the underpinnings of this question of what's wrong with me. It's a very traditional way of looking at when any symptoms arise from the medical standpoint, as if there's, you know, so the underlying assumption is there is that our body and mind can break, right? So if there's something wrong with us, we clearly can break. And when we think that we can break, the next logical assumption is that we start looking for someone or something to fix us, right? The expert, the surgery, the device, the drug, whatever it might be. And we get on a search to look in the external world for something to fix us. The advertising world preys on these fears, right? This is essentially stimulating the fear response in humanity. And when we are in fear, we are very willing and open to doing what we're told and handing over our power to other people. And this is in no way bashing the medical system. They're amazing and do amazing things for a lot of people, but there's this continued invitation to expand our participation in the conflicts and challenges that come up in our lives. And what I've noticed with my clients is when we redirect that energy away from what is wrong with me to refocusing and redirecting into the power and the incredible masterpiece that our body mind is. And for most of us, it's done a pretty amazing job of fixing a lot of conflicts and challenges all on its own, right?
Oh, and yeah.
Even like, I mean, forget like what it's fixed and hasn't fixed. We have this belief that, you know, that someone else knows what's going on, you know, and even from, so this understanding of knowing, right? What do we actually know? Knowing is just something that a bunch of people have come together and agreed upon is an acceptable reality. And it's not necessarily true all the time, right? We're constantly changing even our medical practices, right? What was the primary practice? I think it was 80 years ago, was bloodletting, right? We would just release blood out of people thinking that was, you know, something we did for flus and everything that came up. It's gone by the wayside. We don't do that anymore. Antibiotics used to be something when I was a kid, my doctor gave it to me every time I went, just a protective measure. We've come to learn that we're paying for that actually decreases the functioning of our body. It suppresses the beautiful diversity of our microbiome in our body, which is important for our brain functioning. So what
and
I
a lot to, of science is saying is speaking of this now, how important gut health is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we do have waves of fads of things that are in to fix and in, you know, in that are wrong with us, right? For a period of time, it was the adrenals, right? And everybody had adrenal fatigue and then everybody has, you know, so there's always these sort of fads. And what I want to invite in people is opening to this masterpiece of design that's within them that recognizes that you are a unique individual. You have a unique makeup. You have personal memories and experiences that are very unique to you and influence how you look at the world, right? When you, anything that happens to you, you have a unique interpretation of that experience based on your memories, your family, your community, and your cultural projections and expectations of how life should unfold, you know, even whether you think it's good or bad, right? And that influences the pathways that are stimulated by the immune system. So you can have a really powerful effect on your immune system, but just by supporting it to remember the power that it has, that it is a masterpiece of design. And here's one of these ones that everybody always goes, oh my God, I didn't think about that. Think about the egg and the sperm, right? It comes together. We still don't know what creates that incredible magnetic attraction between that egg and sperm, but something does. And from that moment, the cells start to divide. We don't know what directs it, but something does direct it. And not only do those cells start to divide, but then they start to specialize. Somehow they know to specialize into all the different organs, endocrines, and body parts. You get a lung and you get a heart. And these community of cells work together to create the incredible masterpiece of your body mind.
Wow.
Right?
That is so well said. We have to take a quick break right now, but you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Betton. When we return, we will continue to share some more information regarding this, and you can call in 1-800-930-2819. Doesn't have to be about a medical issue. It can be anything. Let's make some shift happen.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Kimball-Batten. Karen, before we continue, to share your contact information with everyone.
Ah, yes. My name is Karen Benton, and my website is www.karenbenton.com. K-A-R-E-N-B-E-T-T-E-N, like bet $10. Exactly. Bet $10 on us and the power we have to create change. My email is karen@karenbenton.com, and those are the best ways to get in touch with me.
Awesome. And what about Limitless Living? Is there a website for that? Or
that's karenbenton.com.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's nice. So my brand is Limitless Living, which is really just about, you know, opening each and every one of us to explore and expand the filters and the clouds through which we limit the richness that we experience life, right? Getting to see them and allowing them to just dissolve, right? We want to think, oh, we need to fight them. No, we can just, you know, work like we are and do this incredible, easeful, fun. I don't even call it work. What do we call this? Play.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's more like play.
It is.
I find that if you play with energy, it is usually more fun.
Yeah. And it's so powerful. And that, you know, that's what we come together. And Colette, whenever I work with you, we have this incredible connection where we remember and remind each other the powers that we have that are ease and fun, you know, and dissolve that story that says everything is a struggle and everything is heavy and it takes a fight. And that impacts our immune system, which is really what this show is about, you know, for the theme that I want to get across to people is utilizing the simple powers you have within you to redirect the cascade of events that are being stimulated by the way you are interpreting your world and allowing the inspiration from your heart to guide you to the places that open you to the creative capacity you have to change this. This is not a fight. This isn't like, oh, I shouldn't be thinking that. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm thinking there's something wrong with me and laughing about it, you know, and how just that alone changes.
Well, it seems that we have some callers, Brian. Maybe Karen, are you ready to take the first caller?
I'm ready to take the first caller with you.
All righty. Here we go.
We have.
We have Martha from Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Martha.
Thank you.
Hi, Martha.
Hi. I'm nervous. I was scared to call, but it seems like the perfect show for me.
Awesome.
That warms my heart.
We won't embarrass you, we promise.
Okay.
And we understand that, you know, things can come up that are very sensitive and, you know, I just want to point this out. The people that call in to the show are very brave. And and generally the problem that they bring up, other people who are listening also have it. So
first and foremost, I agree, Colette, and I would ask you, Martha, to take a nice deep breath in and receive the gift that you have provided for the community of people that resonate with your issues and are looking for insight. And that you heard the call and that you acted upon that. An incredibly powerful unfolding that you've already stepped into. So just breathe into that and allow that to fully bathe all of your cells, atoms, and molecules. The incredible, powerful person that you already are. And exhale it out. You don't need to hold on to it. Let it all go. Because you have the power to continue creating that with ease.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can feel that one.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Wow.
Thank you, Martha. You've already shared with me. Just on great energy.
Okay.
Now, what can we do for you now that you've done this
okay.
for us?
Well, Colette, you know, I emailed you and you replied so lovely. I emailed you about, so I have developed this arthritis in my hands and I can almost watch the joints deform. It just seems really fast. It's pretty. But the thing is, on the other side, I have not been to a doctor. I'm afraid of doctors. I don't want to go to a doctor. And then the real thing is, I am working on a show, a solo show, and it's very hands-on, and I do this, I use my hands. And so I think the thing for me is like watching this amazing creativity on one side. I'm so inspired, and I just feel so grateful that I have this work. And then I'm watching my hands. You know,
okay.
So I
can really feel this. Let's just strengthen everybody to their hands right now.
And Martha, the very first thing I want to do is just redirect, you know, and I have the same thing. This never goes away. This, well, what's wrong with me? Why are my hands doing this? And what I want you to get is get curious, right? Dissolve that what's wrong with me and be like, oh, that's right. That served me for a while and provided a structure for me to approach my conflicts and challenges. I'm ready to use a different one and get curious, get excited. This is your body talking to you. This is your body inviting an expansion in your life that you can't even wrap your head around because it's so powerful and beyond your capacity for your left brain to wrap its head around it, right? Your life could be so full and so rich that even your left brain, and if you know in your lives, right, can you name one amazing thing that happened in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that it was happening? Were you able to dream that up before it happened?
No.
Yeah, right? It just spontaneously unfolded. And I want you to feel that energy and remember the capacity, the masterpiece of your body, mind to create. And take that and look at your hands now. And give a little, you know, maybe even a little gratitude that the incredible masterpiece, even though your breath brain can't rationalize it because it's too powerful to be rationalized, why this is happening. That's not the most powerful question. But what you want to unfold is get curious. What is this inviting in me? And as you're doing that, I know Colette is working on the influences and the factors that are contributing to this. But this is just a little game for your mind to take a back seat to the power of your intuition, right? You've got this realm down in your career and your purpose. You love what you do. But now there's a part of you that's inviting this expansive energy into your health and wellness and your approach to that.
That was beautifully said, Karen. And I would just like to get a baseline from you right now, Martha, just to get an idea from you where you're sitting at on a scale of 0 to 10. I know it's gone down a little bit, but what number are you at now?
Well,
10 being the worst.
I'm thinking about it. It's like if you said I had to go to the doctor, it'd be off the chart. If you said it was going to keep progressing, it would probably be an 8 or 9.
Okay.
Okay, but let's not do the future. Let's do where you are right now.
Where I now?
All future. What number are you at right here, right now?
I would say 7 because I can still work.
There we go. Okay. Now, we're just going to strengthen you to this. This is coming up on many levels. This is, how old are you?
53, heading to 54.
Okay. All right. And was there a lot of arthritis in your family?
No, I would say autoimmune stuff, but no arthritis.
Arthritis, we just want to, this is coming up parasitic, actually. If we take calcium, and it doesn't go where it's supposed to go in our body. It tends to go to the joints, and it tends to accumulate there. So any calcium, are you taking calcium supplements?
No, I take a general one, but no specific.
Okay. Because what I'm getting would be beneficial for you is it's actually magnesium that I'm testing your low on. And do you ever take Epsom salt baths?
I have not for many years.
Yeah, I'm getting that would be very helpful for you because you see the problem is showing up in your hands because that's what you can see to do your work with, and this is coming up on a spiritual level as your purpose. And what I tell people about purpose, because people are always asking, "What's my purpose? What's my purpose? I want to know my purpose." Your purpose is to be the best version of you you can be. And so what's coming up is that, would you say that you just stepped into the work that you really want to do recently?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I call it reemerging. You know, I've done my art for a lot of years, but I've sort of found a different medium. Yes. Recently.
And when was that?
I would say maybe like 3 years ago, two years ago.
Yeah, it was right like around the time that you turned 50 and after. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you're in your second half century here now.
Yeah.
And the first, would you say that the first half of your life went pretty well?
No. Well, no. I say from a big perspective, it was fine. You know, I had everything I needed, but on an emotional level, not so great.
Yeah. So we're just going to strengthen you to those experiences. And Karen, what are you picking up now?
I love everything you've said. So powerful, so beautiful. And I would just add to that is this symptom is inviting you to repattern and re-coordinate the functioning of all of your systems to support you to receive your gifts on a deeper level.
The That's what's coming up. Receive.
Yeah. The hands are all about receiving. And there's this element of now you have really provided a platform in which you can.
Karen, I just realized that we need to take a break.
Yeah.
Sorry. But if you hang on, Martha, we'll come back and we'll finish this up with you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
We'll be right back.
I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And boy, those dragons have been excited. They've been feng shuiing my home for, or actually getting me to do it, for 30 days now. I don't recognize the place. It's been really interesting. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of people are calling me now and saying, I didn't know that your cards were three-dimensional. And I said, they aren't actually, but apparently they are now. So it's been fun. And you can also reach me on all social media, Facebook and Twitter. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Batten. We're taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. And we have Martha who called in. And Martha, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Good. Okay. So, you know,
Martha, take a couple deep breaths for me. Just nice. Really imagine yourself taking in and letting go. Yeah. And even bring it a color if it helps you. You know, what are you taking in? What color are you letting go? And then just check in with yourself and see what number you're at right now.
Maybe a three.
That's pretty darn good. And I was just working on this a bit for you, because when Karen mentioned pick a color, I was getting right away that there was a block between your base chakra and your solar plexus. And in between there is the orange. So red is for the base. Yellow is for courage. Actually, people with blue eyes in particular, you can see it when people have to really summon up courage psychosomatically, because the courage, the solar plexus is yellow. That a lot of times their eyes will turn green. And you know, in that moment. And what I'm getting also is, like, when you take red and yellow together, the two primary colors, you get orange. Orange is the manifestation. That I'm looking at the dragon right in front of me here. And manifestation comes from your sacral chakra of producing as an artist on this plane. That comes from your heart. So we want to strengthen that everything you create. I mean, our womb as a woman is used to create babies. And, you know, over the years, I've created two, and that took me like 20 months or so, you know, out of my whole life. But I've used that same energy to create, you know, call to dance seminars, to create energetic upgrade seminar, to create these beautiful dragon paintings from Tales from the Vector. I've used it to shift energy for people, you know, all around the world. I mean, this sacral energy is about manifestation on the third dimensional plane. And so we want to strengthen you to that you have the ability to take this energy now from your sacral chakra and pass through this breathing, you know, by breathing, as Karen suggested, and pass through that to the heart. And when you have when you allow the heart to engage, and what's coming up is what a lot of people have been experiencing in the last while. I would say in the last month, I've had so many people call me with this, that they feel like their heart is breaking. And some of them take it as like, it feels like they're having a heart attack, but it's actually a heart opening. Because Leonard Cohen is one of my favorites, and there's a beautiful song he plays about, you know, it's through the crack that the light gets in. And so sometimes I'm getting for you what's happening in your, when you look at your physical hands and the beauty of what they can manifest, it's kind of like it's almost like you have a disbelief that this is possible. And so we want to take all expectation out of this, how this is supposed to look, how your hands are supposed to look, how you're supposed to function, what you're supposed to do with your hands. I'm getting some of this. When you were younger, did you have a lot of people ask you or say to you, you can't be an artist, you won't make any money?
You know, my parents were pretty supportive, but I think my peers, it was like even a joke or something.
Yeah. This is what's coming up, Karen.
What comes up with that is this interesting parallel of it being a joke that you can heal your own body.
I've seen it happen so many times. I mean, Karen,
we are conditioned to believe that we are broken and that we need some external force to fix us. And so the simple continued deepening of the redirection of recognizing and bathing in the masterpiece that you are, and that these symptoms and sensations are inviting your expansion, and that you get to show up with curiosity to see how that unveils itself. It's so powerful. It's not a joke, right? Just like artistry is not a joke. And you've mastered that expression. You're doing what you love. And so there's an aspect of you that recognizes the wholeness, that you can infuse your health and wellness with this same masterpiece that's within you. And that glow will continue to deepen, you know, in anyone that you integrate with. Like even the moment you got on the phone with us, like both Colette and I could feel the power of that. You know, you're an incredibly powerful person. And we all get to play with how we can deepen that experience for each of us. And you've been told that, right? But that met up with your shadow at one time, right? Oh, well, I'm doing this amazing thing, but this. Here's the thing. That's what makes us whole, right? You can't have the dark without the light. You wouldn't have anything to compare it to. You wouldn't call it one or the other. That's all the mind knows, is to break it into parts. But the soul knows the wholeness of everything, and you get to hold that wholeness and continue to grow how you seek that support in your life. Calling into this show regularly, someone else will call it a joke. You'll know the truth of it, right? And what it represents for you. It's just all the ways these things intertwine in our lives.
And I want to point out to also, I've had so many artists calling me. I had at the fair, I had a homeless artist approach me. And this artist thing, this is like the beauty that's coming from your heart. Mm. And that expression sometimes can be challenging to face because it's so beautiful.
So true, Colette. You feel that in society. So powerful.
Yes. Mm. And so I would just like to, because we have another caller here waiting patiently, but I would just like to check in with you now, Martha, and just see if, you know, take another deep breath and let it out.
Yeah.
Now get in touch with your fears about going to doctors, etc. How does it feel? Is it the same or different?
Well, it feels less.
Beautiful. Don't diminish the power of that, right? Because if you need to go to the doctors, you're going to find the support of the people that you'll call into us every time. And it will be a beautiful experience because you have the power to create that and to change anything on an instant. You are the creator.
This, medical community to alternative healing and energetic healing. We want to strengthen that. I have many, doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, et cetera, have attended my seminars. They use this information, empower them to be better at what they do. And that's what we want to strengthen you to. There's many good people out there in the medical community. So we're just going to strengthen you to that and strengthen you to finding, if you ever choose to go to a doctor, that you would choose the best doctor for you.
and that it would come from your heart, right? It would come from so your path is open. You're deepening the path of your life from your heart, not from your fears, that you feel naturally aligned and you go. And it's a beautiful, expansive experience. As we have the power to create in all aspects of life.
I want to thank you so much for calling in, Martha. We have to take another quick break here, and we've got another caller on the line that we will be addressing right away here. I just wanted to let people know that my teleshifting seminar on Thursday, I still have some openings left on that. You can check that out at www.thetruthisfunny.com, and that is, it's called Float Your Boat. And I'm going through the months one at a time, via the horoscope. And so we're focusing, guess what, this week on receiving from the Taurus perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny, this receiving thing's coming up for a lot of people. We'll be right back after this quick short break.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. I have the amazing Karen Campbell-Benton on the show with me today, and we have a caller calling in. Brian, is she still there, patiently waiting?
Yes, I can bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome our next caller, Chelsea from the Great White North, Canada. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hi. We don't have a whole lot of time because this is the last segment and it always seems to fly by so quickly. So if you just want to tell us what you would like us to do for you today, go for it.
I would like to shift the energy. I do a lot of self-sabotage in my relationships, in my work, just in life in general.
Okay. And when you think about sabotaging yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
I'd say about a 7.
Yeah, I got a 7 exactly, too. Karen, I can feel you working away there.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Just even the word self-sabotage, right? So this is a retroactive view of the experience, right? So you're looking at, you look back and you decide you sabotage yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's an interesting experience. I have, you know, I engage in it on a regular basis in my life. Well, and I want to invite you to redirect that a little bit in the sense that when you are in an experience, and we've talked about this on this show before, you know, your subconscious, which is what's 95% of the time functioning from, right? All your patterns. And what I want to know you in, when you're in your subconscious, right? That's like the part of you that, you know, is driving the car when you're talking to somebody. You know that experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's your subconscious. It's powerful. It helps us, but it's also where our programming is. In a second, there's 20 billion stimuli, million stimuli going on at that time that your subconscious is processing. Your conscious is only processing 40. So there's no way for you to actually know all of the things that were happening that influenced how you reacted to any particular situation. Those are the raw facts. So the reality is when you go back and you judge a situation as being self-sabotage, there's no way you could have known all of the influences that created your reactionary response that you are now deeming to be self-sabotage. So breathe that in for one moment. That's for your mind to settle down your mind a little bit and recognize that just the pattern of engaging in self-sabotaging is extremely limited because there's no way you can see all of it. And it also diminishes the incredible power of your innate wisdom. It's reacting to experiences, but it's the mind that judges it, right? So that's where we talk even a little bit where we're going for is getting deeper into the heart, where you use the mind as a structure to access your inner wisdom and knowing. So you get to get curious, right? And maybe even take an example in your head, you don't even have to share it, of when you last sabotaged, and get curious. Isn't that interesting that I want to deem that experience to be less than valuable in my life? And invite from your heart yourself the capacity to maybe see it in another way. Just play with it. What would it be like if you had to make a different story about that situation? What would it be? So then this comes in through your family line. There's an entire line coming through your mother's line going back 10 generations of engaging in this pattern to diminish their power and their wisdom and their capacity to create in their lives. And we're going to disconnect you from that. It's coming in, impacting your perineum. So your sense of support that is naturally within you.
This is interesting because the perineum has been coming up for a lot of people lately. Mm-hmm. Karen, being a medical person and all, do you want to explain what the perineum is?
Well, I probably should, huh?
I thought you might do a better job than me.
Well, really, it's just the base of the trunk, right? It includes all of the reproductive organs and the musculature that is between our two legs. And it's the bowl. It's the bottom of the bowl that supports us. It's where we initiate our sense of inner support. And if we feel like we don't have a sense of support that is initiated from within, we look to our external world to reflect that to us. And that we can't control, right? We can't control how our external world shows up. If somebody's slipping out on us, it has nothing to do with us. That's just the story. We don't need to act differently. That's their own thing. But what we need to do is disconnect from that pattern and go within and nurture and nourish ourselves. Doing energy work like this, remembering the masterpiece that you are and the bowl of support that is always within you there, and in expanding the practices that remind you of this power that lies with ease within you.
How does that feel, Chelsea? Yeah.
I'd say I'm down to probably about a three or four.
Okay. Okay. So what's coming up is the discouragement.
Actually, I was going to suggest while Colette's talking, take a couple deep breaths and imagining with your inhale that your perineum or that bowl, the bottom bowl of your support is expanding. And as you're exhaling, imagining that it is narrowing and releasing. So you're taking in and releasing in your perineum as well as your chest and your abdomen as Colette talks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is what's coming up is the emotions of the mothers, okay? So we just want to strengthen that. Going down the family line, I've been doing, as I said, for 30 days, I've been dedicating myself to working on my environment, my physical environment, which I speak to people a lot about. When I was at the seminar and Cindy Lee Wilson gave her 1-hour talk there on feng shui and how to do it with the dragon cards, I was testing it and I identified over 500 things in my home that were weakening me. And that's quite significant because for me, like, you know, they were the ones that I really didn't want to look, really see. And so, you know, wonderful, beautiful things are happening as the as I let go of the things around my house. They might be beautiful gifts that were given to me or family heirlooms, but they don't make me feel happy. So, I, you know, and a lot of them I felt like I should or I have to keep, or I should save it for my daughters, or I should do this, or I should do that. And it's all out the door, out the door, out the door, out the door. Anything that's not supporting my physical environment is going to affect me. And this is coming up very strong as a weakness for you also. And so I invite you to take a look around you and just notice the things that you're just taking for granted, that, oh, this is just the way it is. And allow yourself to see that, oh, wow, maybe this isn't the way it is. Maybe it's way more beautiful than this.
And I would invite you that this is something that all of us wrestle with on a regular basis. Like you don't, this experience doesn't just go away from your life. You know, like our obsession with masturbating the past and making it a negative thing, we're all in it. And I would invite you to listen to this, you know, recording when you find it arising in your life as one possibility to help you shift through it with ease. You know, it's always accessible. It's always there. And it's just an opportunity to reframe it, which allows you to let go of the stress in the mind. And so your own creative energy can flow and direct you on the path that's most uniquely aligned to your unique makeup, right? Which is going to be individual and different for every person. So I'm not here to tell you what you need to do, but remind you that that is most powerfully accessed and sourced from within you, and giving you the tools to remember that and to access it and to engage it. And they're as simple as this.
How are you feeling now, Chelsea?
I'd say about a 3.
Yeah. So this is your perception. And, you know, we have 3 minutes left in me. So as we're going to let you go off the radio show, so that I would like Karen to share one, you know, last little bit here. And recognizing that we are doing 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, and then the show will be over and we'll take you down to 3, 2, 1. By the end of the show, you'll be at 0. And then, as Karen said, you can always listen to this later. Anyone can, and receive these very beautiful shifts in energy. I would just like to give you, Karen, a chance to just share, you know, a minute or so of your wisdom before we are off the air.
I think I'm gonna. The one that quote that came to me is, I think one of the things that that I was taught way back into my early training. And as a nurse practitioner and in part of medicine, it blew me away. I was sitting in this seminar with all these incredible people, and the instructor was like, listen, it's shifted. It's moved. Your perception just hasn't caught up because it's too slow. And all of a sudden I was like, what? What do you mean? If my perception is not real, so not true, right? Our perception is connected to our thought and our awareness, which is very slow. The reality of our capacity to change and move is so much faster than our thoughts and our minds can wrap around it. Our thoughts and minds are attached to the conditions and the factors we've been trained to believe are possible and true. So the reality is it's already at a 0. Your perception just hasn't caught up. Play with that in your life. Play with how there's a sense in your heart. There's a sense in your inner knowing that recognizes things have moved and changed and your thoughts just have not caught up to it. It's a different, we have different senses. Our thought is one. It's coming from, you know, our thoughts are our subtle sense of hearing. We have many other senses that are just as important to engage and to expand their role in our lives to live a fuller and richer life.
Thank you, Karen. This is Colette Marie Steffen. And thank you, Brian. Thank you, all the callers that called in. We love to hear from you. info@thetruthisfunny.com. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Thank you.